In a previous lesson, I said something to the effect that just like you use a period at the end of a properly formed sentence, you use a semicolon in C sharp. I also kind of drew the analogy between nouns and verbs and adverbs in the English language and drew the equivalent that the C sharp syntax has elements of speech and parts of speech, so to speak. And so now I want to elaborate and clarify what I meant when I said those sorts of things. So let's start off by describing the basic building blocks in C sharp. Statements are complete thoughts or complete sentences in C sharp. Statements are made up of one or more expressions. An expression is made up of operators and operands. And we see several expressions already throughout the series of videos. You can possibly remember some of these that we've already done, like my text block.txt equals hello world. All right, so that's an entire statement made up of an operator, the equal sign, and operands, a literal string on one side, and then a property setter on the other side. Y equals x plus 7. We have operators and we have operands. My string equals Bob plus last name. We didn't maybe do that necessarily, but we did do something similar to that in so much that we combined a literal string with a variable and then set that equal as a value, as an expression that we set equal and assigned to my string in this particular example. And there are many others, but expressions basically have two things in common. They consist of operators and operands. Operands are things like objects, or for now, just think of variables or literal strings, or even the objects like that we were using from the toolbox as we dragged and dropped them on the designer. We'll expand the definition of objects and classes in day two. All right, but for now, we can just think of it in those terms. So operands are things like objects, like those controls, literal strings, variables, things of that nature. And I suppose you could call these nouns if we wanted to further extend that analogy. Operators are things like the plus operator when we were working with concatenating two strings together, or the plus operator when we wanted to add two values together. There's the equal sign, which we already noted means variable assignment or value assignment. We also, when we worked with the if statement, we saw the double equal sign operator, which checks for equality. And then here are some other operators that we've seen, but that you may have not thought of as operators at the time. For example, the open and close parenthesis operator is for method invocation, like we saw when we called myTextBox.focus open and close parentheses. Okay, what happens if we remove those parentheses? Well, we'll get an error because in order to invoke that method, we have to use those operators. It changes the meaning of the code when we omit those. C sharp doesn't understand what we intend to do, and so it raises an error. Another operator that we've already seen is the dot or the period operator, which is member access. So we use the text box and the text blocks text property quite a bit in this series of lessons so far, and they are members of their respective class or object. Again, we'll get to that notion a little bit later. And so you can access those members using a dot or a period. We'll be using that a lot as we write code. I'll have a lot more to say about that again on day two. And there's quite a few other operators, but as you start out, you probably only need to know just a few operators to get you started. So let's just focus on a few. These will come rapid fire. I'll add them to the document, and perhaps we'll have a cheat sheet available at the end of this so that you can try to memorize these or at least refer to them as you're writing your own code. But hopefully, at some point, you begin to memorize these and they become a part of your vocabulary, part of your vernacular as you're typing C sharp statements in Visual Studio. All right, so we've already seen the assignment operator like this, x equals 3. We've seen the addition operator, 3 plus 4. There's also a subtraction operator, makes sense, right? The minus sign. There's a multiplication operator, which is the asterisk. There's a division operator, which is the forward slash, so 10 divided by 5. And we're setting that value equal to x in this little example. There's the equality operator, which we've already seen, the double equal sign. You can also do a greater than operator. So if x is greater than y, then perform this. And conversely, you can do If it's less than, so if x is less than y, then that condition's true, execute the block of code beneath it. We have greater than or equal to, or less than or equal to. There's also a conditional and operator, so you can check two things at the same time. They both have to be correct. So if x is greater than y and a is greater than b, then perform this code block, okay? And there's also a conditional or operator. So if either one of these are true, then it'll execute the code block. So if x is greater than y or a is greater than b, then execute the code block beneath it. Then we're going to come back to this one in another lesson, but it's pretty neat. It's a conditional operator, and in this particular case, we're going to assign the value of message either to car or boat based on whether x is indeed equal to 1. If it is, then we will assign the value car to message. If it's false, then we'll assign the value boat to the variable message. Okay? Pretty cool. And we'll see how valuable that is, how many keystrokes it saves us as developers in an upcoming lesson. So we'll come back to this one. And then, like we already spoke about a little bit ago, member access, we use the dot, and then method invocation, we use the open and close parentheses. All right, so do you think you can memorize all of those? That's actually a kind of a short list. You really need to memorize them. 99% of the time, these are the ones that you're going to be using in your applications, and you'll use them a lot. But in each of these cases, an expression is made up of a combination of operands, like the literal string or variables or objects, and then operators like those we just looked at in that long list. And you can use expressions to form statements, which are how the actions or the instructions of an application are expressed. We've already seen several great examples of statements so far as we've been writing our applications. You might wonder, well, where have I seen these? What exactly are you talking about when you're saying that I've already seen expressions? Well, we can revisit a few of the projects that we've created so far. There are declaration statements like int x, okay? There are also expression statements like my string equals first name plus my last name, or some value equals 3 times x divided by 100. Okay, again, these are expression statements, entire statements made up of at least on one side of the equal sign an expression. In these cases, the expression is evaluated first, and then it's assigned to the variable value. There are also selection statements, and we've already seen one example of this so far, and we're going to add to that list a little bit later, but if x is greater than y, then set z equal to Bob, okay? And so that's a selection statement or a decision statement, okay? There are iteration statements, which I'm going to show you later on in today's lessons. And there's a couple of other ones, but basically these are the syntax rules of C#. So for example, you can't just do something like this, x plus y semicolon. C# will be like, have you lost your mind? What do you want me to do with that? We're not setting anything equal. We're not declaring values. I can just evaluate the expression, but that isn't really a statement. That's like saying the red boat. The red boat what? Okay, so hopefully you get the idea that we have to create perfectly formed sentences in order for C# to understand, interpret, and then do something meaningful with the code that we've written. So for beginners, understanding that there's a proper syntax, just like there's proper grammar in the English language, is a big step to solving your own problems or phrasing C# instructions that the C# compiler will actually accept and understand and be able to use in a meaningful way. Okay, so to recap just briefly here, statements are complete instructions in C#. They consist of expressions. A statement is like a sentence in the English language. Actually, expressions are made up of operators and operands. Operands are things like objects, or for now, just think of classes like those controls that we've been using, the button control, the text block. Operators are like verbs. They act on the operands. We spent a lot of time looking at about a dozen or more quick examples of operators. And we've been using operators for all sorts of things up until now, even if we didn't realize that that's exactly what they were. And then finally, just to recap, you need to memorize these. Operands are like variables and classes and strings, and they're easy to remember because there's things that you name yourself. You have to memorize the operators because they are the way that you do something meaningful with your operands, your variables, and your objects and things of that nature. Okay, so I just wanted to make that distinction to help you get a firmer grasp of the syntax of the C# language, and we'll continue on from there in the next lesson. Thank you.